Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Janice Dillon. I called yesterday afternoon and spoke with someone there about a potential fraud on my credit card, which has been canceled. And she asked me to call back this morning before I went to my local branch to see if they had any cards available. She said they were back ordered. Some offices don't have any. And because I'm not able to wait for them to send me a new card in the mail. So that's what I'm doing, calling back. My local branch, which I have to go to anyway, is on Noriega. And I also occasionally use the Westlake branch in Daly City.
Okay, just to make sure I'm understanding you correctly, you're calling in regards to possible charges, is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So I'd be happy to assist you today. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
94121.
And can you verify your shipping address, please?
815 37th Avenue, San Francisco.
All right. So I show that your account has already been canceled. Initially, what was ordered, you ordered a foot massager. It massages your foot with you covering the shipping and handling, $7.45. And now, per the terms and conditions, explain that you would also be enrolled into that Consumer Gadgets Club, an online membership. By being a member, you receive a $125 gift card every month via email, and you're also billed for that membership priced at $49.97 a month.
Yeah, well, none of that happened. When I finally got in touch with them yesterday, as I reported to the lady I spoke with yesterday afternoon, they canceled my account and gave me a cancellation number and told me that I would be getting a $125 gift card in the mail, which I don't believe, because I haven't received anything from them except the monthly charge. And when I bought that $10 foot massager, such as it is, a piece of plastic with some wires in it, they did not tell me that I was automatically going to be enrolled in a premium shopping club, which I never agreed to.
Yes, ma'am. So the gift cards aren't sent by to your address. They're sent actually to your email address. If they're not in the inbox, then they would be located in the spam folder. Those were sent initially upon you placing the order. That would have been around November of last year.
Yes, yes. I haven't received anything like that.
And you've recently checked your email in regards to that?
I check my email every day.
Okay, you check the spam and inbox folder, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I get a lot of shopping emails, which I go through one by one and usually just delete them. But I would have recognized this address.
Yes, ma'am, but your account is canceled. I don't see any charges being made. I'm just trying to make sure I'm understanding, you know, the reason for the call today.
The reason for the call today was that the person that was working there yesterday afternoon told me that I would get a replacement card in the mail, that it would take me for 10 days. And I told her I couldn't wait that long. This is a card that I use on a daily basis, which you can tell by my balance. And so she told me that I could get a card at my branch. But the branch may be out of cards because there has been a shortage, and that I should call her back this morning and she would check with the branch and an alternate branch to see if a card was available that I could pick up today on an expedited basis.
Right. Yes, ma'am. So in regards to that, you would have the wrong number. We don't deal with, like, sending out replacement cards for financial institutions.
This is the number she told me to call.
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party agency.
Card support for expedited credit cards.
Yes, ma'am.
And
you have the wrong number.
This is not 844-489-3722?
No, ma'am. We're a third-party agency. We deal with, like, skin products, diet products, things of that nature.
How did I get to you? This is the number I dialed.
I'm not exactly sure, ma'am, but I can guarantee you have the wrong number.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.